With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible, new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi. Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Is it good?
Yeah. Hello, and welcome along to episode 258 of Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. Last week, we mourned the sad passing of Keith Flint from The Prodigy. And I promised you a more upbeat, feel-good week of music. In order to try and do that, we've got new music from America, Canada, the UK. We've got two debut singles, which are really exciting. We've also got two artists who first started making music in 2015, who are back in some style. We've also got some mild swearing as well. So if you are offended by the odd swear word, then just dip your ears at the recording moments. Although I don't really know if the music we're going to play this week would be considered upbeat and uplifting. There's a great quote from Bob Sumner, who I'm going to play later on the show, who says, "I'm kind of a junkie for sad songs and ballads." And I read that and thought, you know what? So am I. So we'll do our best to entertain you for the next 30 minutes or so with the best new music from around the world. The music which made its way from our inbox into your ears, and hopefully you'll find it uplifting and inspiring. Yeah, let's see where we go. So let's kick things off. We're going to start with an artist called Hayley Jane Rose. She is known for many people, I guess. It's a third of a New York trio called Boy Band. Now she's striking out on her own, releasing her own debut single, it's pretty damn good. We actually discovered her on Squall, our influencer marketing program. If you're not familiar with Squall, how it works very simply is an artist, you upload your music, and then influencers, social media influencers, can find your music and make you offers to promote your music. And that's how we discovered her. In terms of a track, which is called Three First Names, she talks about it being kind of an unedited reality, her sort of view on the world. And I love her kind of approach to life. Her Instagram account, I think, is called Hayley's Famous, and she describes herself as a supermodel on the inside and out, and there's a kind of a witty dry humor running through everything she does, and I think it's a really positive attitude to be having. So yeah, welcome to Rightchord Music Lost on Radio. This is Hayley Jane Rose with Three First Names.
Going out on the Upper East Side, I'm an imposter on a Saturday night. Just right. Then I see him in the dark, 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 dark light. Haven't seen him since high school. Never mind, I barely saw him then. Didn't swim in the same school of fish, not even in the same aquarium. He'll wonder how I'm doing. It's everybody's favorite scene. Clear my thoughts so he can tell his friends how fucking great I seem. At the end of the day, I'm just 14, trying to justify all my dreams. So I lie through my teeth. I got three first names and a champion heart. I've got $4 to my name, so I'm a failing upstart. I'm worth But if I had any good truth I'd use it. I got three first names, that's all he really knows about me. But I can talk to pretend to be much more. Keep me in your phone, liking all my pretty pictures, and wonder what I'm like alone. Never start to imagine that I'm just a petty human being, when we just wanna make it look like that to be alive is more than breathing. At the end of the day, we're just 14, trying to justify all our dreams. So we lie through our teeth. I got first names and a champion heart. I've got $4 to my name, so I'm a failing upstart. I'm working through my bruises and my shitty credit. And aren't you an actor still? At least I think I read it. He'll say knows the words to my music. But if I had any good truth, I'd use it. I got three first names, that's all he really knows about me. But I can talk to pretend to be much more than just okay. Much more than my uninspired 401k. It comes down to human nature, even if he's just my one-time waiter. So and a champion heart. I've got $4 to my name, so I'm a failing upstart. I'm working through my bruises and my shitty credit. And aren't you an actor still? At least I think I read it. He'll say knows the words to my music. But if I had any good truth, I'd use it. I got three first names, that's all he really knows about me. But I can talk to pretend to be. I can pretend to pretend to be. So I'll pretend till I don't have to pretend to be much more.
Really enjoyed that. That was Hayley Jane Rose and Three First Names. Kind of like a kind of female equivalent of kind of Jamie T maybe. Just a real good sass about her music and her style, I think. Right, coming up next, we're going to head back to the UK for an artist called Hattie Whitehead. And this is the artist we featured on Right Call Music and Lost on Radio back in 2015. So it's great to have her back. She's had a tough time, I think, in between then, with kind of family bereavement and lots of things sort of slowing down. But she's kind of got herself back on track and she's making music again, which is really to everyone's benefit because this is absolutely glorious. The new single is called More Than That. We have already shared the video to this track on our Right Call Music Facebook page, and I would implore you to go and check it out. It features our sister Maisie, who is a dancer and aerialist, and also a fellow performer called Malik Ibhais, who is just like a beautiful kind of contemporary dance piece, basically. So go and check that out. But before you do that, listen to the song. I say this is I think really sublime, really beautiful, and it's great to have her back making music. So yeah, Hattie Whitehead and More Than That.
You must be confused and a little bit used. But you can't see all I need right now is for you to know just how to see. more than that. Well, I had some news, something it's hard to compute. But if coping means avoiding, I am telling you, it won't go away. Still I can't sleep without your arms wrapped tightly around my back. I'm holding my hands, but right now
beautiful. That was Hattie Whitehead and More Than That. And we move from the UK over to Canada and Bob Sumner. I mentioned him at the start of the show. He's a guy who said, I'm a kind of a junkie for sad songs and ballads. And we're totally on board with that, trust me. So we're going to play track one from his album, Wasted Love Songs. The track is called Riverbed. And this album, by the way, is an absolute earworm. I've been listening to it all week. And I fully recommend it. It's just, I don't know, I can't really, it's just delightful. It's just one of those albums that just kind of just ticks along and you just find something new and interesting every time you listen to it. What I didn't know about him is that he's actually the younger half of an Americana outfit called the Sumner Brothers. And he actually released 5 albums with them. So my next job is to go and track down the Sumner Brothers and listen back through those 5 albums. But only after, of course, listened to Bob Sumner's new album, which, as I said, is called Wasted Love Songs. It's really brilliant. If you like Tom Petty, if you like kind of Bruce Springsteen, the kind of less stadium rock Springsteen, and if you like people like Townes Van Zandt, then there's something really, really exciting here for you. Anyway, yeah, enough talking for me. So what do you think? This is Riverbed by Bob Sumner.
Could have swore that that flame was burning back a thousand generations. I dreamt a thousand eyes of lovers past beholding, and in them was rejoicing. Sometimes your water turned to wine, sometimes you riverbed run dry. Sometimes your water turn to wine, sometimes your riverbed run dry. Sometimes your water turn to wine, sometimes your riverbed run.
Sublime, Bob Sumner and Riverbed on Lost on Radio. We've just kind of chilled you out a little bit, and now we're going to just kind of crank up the energy and the intensity. And personally, that's kind of needed. What you don't know is I'm actually recording the show before 6 a.m. Sometimes trying to fit in recording for this particular show is a little bit tricky, so you have to kind of find your moments. So the music does really help and inspire and energize at times, and this next song is perfect for that. She's called Izzy Thomas. She's from London, and she's kind of a fiery and feisty character, and that's exactly what we love. The song is called Trouble. It's a debut single. I think it's Trouble in brackets, Pull That Trigger. And it's an anthem of self-worth and self-respect, narrating the frustrations that so many female artists face in the music industry, which, what a great soundtrack this is. She's already supported the likes of Placebo and Bryan Adams. So this young artist has got a really exciting future ahead of her, and you're about to see why. Turn up the volume, sit back, listen to Trouble by Izzy Thomas.
Take your hands off from my eyes. Welcome to the 21st century. My life's not yours to decide. Don't speak, just listen. You know I'm not that kind to try and start a fight. But tell me one more time, the way I live ain't right. Now there will be trouble. Now there will be fire on the ground. There will be trouble. So think about where you aim that trigger. Now there will be trouble. Now like a city burning down. There will be trouble. So think about where you aim that trigger.
To forget me, preach like a fallen hero. Don't choke on your ego. You know I'm not that kind to try and start a fight. But tell me one more time, the way I live ain't right. Now there will be trouble. Now there will be fire on the ground. There will be trouble. So think about where you aim that trigger. Now there will be trouble. Now like a city burning down. There will be trouble. So think about where you aim that trigger.
Certainly blown away the cobwebs, hasn't it? That was Izzy Thomas and Trouble. We've got two tracks left this week on Lost on Radio. First up, we have a band called Lost in Caravaggio. That's a very grand name, isn't it? And I had to look up Caravaggio on Wikipedia. He's an Italian painter, if you didn't know already. His painting combined a realistic observation of a human state with a dramatic use of lighting. And I wonder if that's kind of a metaphor maybe for their kind of aspirations with music. Who knows? We're going to play track one, Grain of Sand, from their debut full-length album called Valleys Between. The album comes 4 years after their debut EP, which was released in 2015, and it was called Songs in Polaroid, which is well worth a listen, by the way. It's on Spotify. They recorded this album in a wooden house in Sweden, which just kind of, I don't know, just, it just feels like a really nice kind of setting to record anything, right? You can imagine the sort of being one with nature. I think this is a really great song. And again, as I was saying about the Bob Sumner album, a really, really strong album. So if you want to have two new albums on kind of constant rotation for the next few weeks, then I totally recommend Lost in Caravaggio and, of course, Bob Sumner's album as well. Right, let's play it and see what you think. For one more track this week. Before we play it, I'm going to just remind you about Major Label. Major Label is our management and marketing services division. And basically, if you are an artist listening to this particular show and you want some help getting your music heard by more people more often, then do head over to majorlabel.com. That's just major spelled the right way. Label, we'll just drop the E, so labl.com. And there's basically three ways we can help you. We offer you DIY guides. So if you want to just follow at your own pace and go through what we call the cycle, which is our framework for success, really, our four phase, I think it's about 30 plus steps to help you plan to promote your music more effectively. You can say you can download that guide and work through it at your leisure. The second way we can help you is we can run a training session for you. So typically a session takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's with me either face-to-face, or we do run calls over Google Hangouts as well. Obviously lots of our artists are around the world. And at the end of a call, you get to keep the 50-page document we took you through, again, as a kind of a guide for you to follow up and obviously work on those changes. And then the final way is, and often actually follows the training, is we do offer a service called Pay-As-You-Go Management. So literally, as an unsigned artist, you can come to me and you can come to Major Label, and we can give you support when you need it, and only when you need it, and you obviously pay only when you need it. So 1 hour slots, if you need obviously more time, you can book more time and you can get discounts for booking, you know, multiple hours. But often artists will just come to us every so often and say, you know, we've got a challenge promoting our new EP, can you help? Well, give me some advice and some recommendations and some tools to help you on your way, and then off you go. No contracts, no commitments, so you just pay when you want us to help you, which is working really well. I mean, we're really excited by Major Label. I think it's just a really good solution for lots of artists who are self-released or unsigned, who can't necessarily attract a full-time manager because they're not earning the money to do so. You know, the typical model for a manager is a commission model. It's 20% of your income, or 15 to 20% of your income. And of course, if you're not making any money, 15 or 20% of nothing is still nothing, which is why it's so hard to attract a manager. So Pay-As-You-Go is a good solution. So yeah, if that interests you, then do head over to majorlabel.com and check us out. You can find the links from Right Call Music and also from Squall as well. We're all kind of connected, all part of the Right Call Music family. And I guess the final plug before I play the last song is, of course, about Right Call Music. Right Call Music is our original music blog. It's where it all started. We started doing it in about 2010. We've recently had a bit of a refresh of the site, really just to help showcase lots of the content we've been sharing over the years. So it's a lot easier to go and discover new music. And I call it new music because it doesn't matter if it's released in 2015 or 13 or 18 or 19. If you've never heard it, it is new music, and I don't want ever people to forget that. And the joy, I guess, of unsigned artists is that 99% of music is new for everyone. Okay, so lots to explore and discover. We champion the incredible unsigned music. We always look for the artist who from the outside viewer would not appear to be unsigned. You know, there's nothing visibly different about them. There's nothing audibly different about them. We think they just make great music and deserve to be heard. So that's what we do at Right Call Music. All the links to all the artists we feature on this show can be found on Right Call Music. And we've also just added a radio player feature as well. So all the podcasts are now conveniently housed on like a little kind of side tab. So you can literally just click play when you visit the website and listen and discover the artists we feature. So much to go and find and enjoy, and you might just find your favourite new artist, who knows. Right, so coming up, the last artist this week on Lost on Radio is an artist called Taylor Louise, and this is her new single, it's Blessed with a Curse. She's 22 years old, she's from Leamington Spa in the UK. She actually grew up on a military barracks in Germany, came back to the UK, I think about 2004, picked up her dad's guitar and sort of self-taught herself, and she's released a couple of EPs already. There was Broken Reflection in 2017 and Jealous Eyes in 2013, which are also worth a listen. But yeah, this is a brand new single from Taylor Louise. It's called Blessed with a Curse. Thanks for listening, as always. If you enjoy the show, then please do leave us a review. And a big shout out to our friends over at Mad FM in New Zealand. It's great to have you guys on board supporting new music. Until next week, thanks for listening. Right back to where it started. It's
listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.